Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Today is Tuesday, May 27th. The news sponsored by the St. Louis Aquarium at Union Station. I'm Megan Lynch. Governor Mike Kehoe has requested that President Trump approve a major disaster declaration to provide federal assistance to the city of St. Louis, St. Louis County, and six southeast Missouri counties in response to severe storms and tornadoes that devastated the areas on May 16th. Seven people died statewide, five in St. Louis City. The governor says Missouri is requesting federal assistance to quickly get needed funds flowing to people. On Sunday, Kehoe requested FEMA provide individual assistance to St. Louis and the other six counties to seek federal assistance for temporary housing, housing repairs, replacement of damaged belongings, vehicles, and other qualifying expenses. One tree that won't be available for replanting is the Kaleri pear, often called a Bradford pear or flowering pear. They're an invasive species and will no longer be sold. Meredith Perkins with Forest Relief says there are plenty of flowering trees native to Missouri.
We see a lot of people interested in service berries lately. Service berry is a small flowering tree that can potentially be a one-to-one replacement for a pear tree. And it has also a berry that people have been harvesting. I was just actually driving down the street and saw a family pulling service berry berries off of a street tree.
Before purchasing any tree, Perkins says, think of what you want that tree to be when it grows up so you are putting the right tree in the right place. One in five Missourians is covered by Medicaid. Tracy Gleason with the Missouri Budget Project says the House budget now in the Senate will result in people losing their coverage.
Medicaid pays for about two-thirds of long-term care in the state of Missouri. And it will have effects on those seniors and older Missourians.
Not to mention the disabled and rural hospitals. Gleason says rural hospitals rely on Medicaid patients. Already 50 counties in Missouri have no hospital. 50% of those that remain are in danger of closing. People kicked off Medicaid, Gleason says, would eventually seek uncompensated care from hospitals that are barely scraping by, so the cuts would have a ripple effect. We have a KMOX follow-up on St. Louis County Animal Care and Control. We followed the problems at the shelter for years, most recently the parvovirus outbreak and abrupt resignation of the veterinary medical director in the middle of the outbreak.
The latest developments, Missouri's Ag Department has rejected St. Louis County's license application, citing three failed inspections. Some of the failures include animals being in cages too small, bugs in food storage, feces in play areas, and expired medications. April 30th was the first time St. Louis ACC reported the parvo outbreak, though they denied it was an outbreak and said only a few dogs had the highly contagious virus. 2 days later, 19 dogs were euthanized. Then in a sunshine request, KMOX learned that the medical director, Dr. Doug Pernikoff, submitted to the Ag Department a report saying the first parvo case was on April 18th. Pernikoff admitted to being understaffed, overpopulated with animals, limited resources, including not obtaining monoclonal antibodies to treat the sick dogs because that course of treatment was not financially feasible. As recently as Friday, the Post-Dispatch reports the shelter submitted another license application. According to LinkedIn, the new director, Malik Johnson, is not a veterinarian, but a public health administrator. The only known veterinarian, according to St. Louis County, is Dr. Marissa Bowers. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
This Thursday, the St. Louis County Council will hold a committee of the whole meeting on the shelter at 3:30. It's open to the public. St. Louis City Police are investigating two separate homicide scenes this morning. In the 6100 block of Lillian Avenue, a man is dead. A second has been critically injured after a shooting. It happened around 3 a.m. At 4:40 in the 4200 block of West Bell Place, a man was shot and killed. As a deal between U.S. Steel and Japan's Nippon Steel emerges, the future of the Granite City plant remains unclear.
The $14 billion investment deal includes plans for a new steel mill, but does not mention Granite City, where steelmaking has been idle since November of 2023. Illinois Congresswoman Nikki Baczynski said on X she will continue pressing for the deal to benefit workers in her district. She called the investment 10 times larger than earlier offers and said she intends to hold both companies accountable for how the funds are used. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
When it comes to the housing market, the hottest zip code in the St. Louis region is Wright City, 63390. According to the Business Journal, the average sale price in Wright City this quarter was more than $429,000. That's up 20% from the same time a year ago.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.